今天下午我们从何西阿叔一起来学习从救赎到归回向神。
So today, this afternoon, from the book of Hosea, we will learn about the topic of returning back to God.
我们每一个人只能够活一次。
Sorry, from redemption to return to God, and every one of us can only live once.
所以我们没有办法有第二次的机会。
And we don't have a second chance at living.
所以怎么样过一个很幸福美满的人生这是最重要的。
So how we can live a very happy and fulfilled life, this is the most important.
那其实圣经就是一本百科全书。
And the Bible is actually an encyclopedia.
它很清楚告诉我们，我们的一生要怎么活，就能够蒙福，很幸福。
It teaches us how we can live our lives so that we can live a happy and fulfilled life.
那起初神创造天地的时候，我们人有三种关系。
And in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, there were three types of relationships.
第一个是物质的关系。
The first was material relationships.
因为我们带有肉体，所以需要有物质的生活。
Because we are living in physical bodies, so we need this material life.
那第二个就是跟人的关系。
And the second are relationships between people.
就是从亚当跟夏娃夫妻的关系开始。
Which begins with the relationship between Adam and Eve.
那再来变成有跟子女的关系。
And then a relationship between children.
有家庭的关系。
And family relationships.
然后再往外扩充到现在我们有教会这个大家庭的关系。
And expanding further, we have this family relationship with the church.
但是这两种关系的保证它的根本是什么？
But what is the guarantee and the foundation of these two types of relationships?
就是我们跟神的关系。
It is the relationship between us and God.
如果我们跟神的关系好，
If we have a good relationship with God,
神是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
那我们还烦恼我们物质上会有缺乏吗？当然不会有。
Do we need to worry about having a lack of material things? We don't need to worry.
六日要劳碌做工，这是我们的本分。
Six days you shall labor. This is our responsibility.
但是通过神的祝福，让我们一生没有缺乏。
But with the blessings of God throughout our entire lives, we will not lack nothing.
那如果我们照着神的话来建立这个人之间的关系。
And if we use the words of God to establish our relationships with other people,
我们发现夫妻很圆满，家庭很幸福。
We will realize that we have a good relationship with our spouses and also our families.
人跟人的关系非常好。
And our interpersonal relationships are very good.
但是那个根本就是人跟神的关系。
But the foundation of this all is based on the relationship between man and God.
但是现在因为人不认识神。
But now because many people do not know God.
所以人抓不到这个一生到底要怎么来生活。
They are unable to grasp onto how they should live their lives.
那现在我们从圣经就来看人跟神的关系。
And so now we will look into the Bible to see the relationship between God and man.
那圣经里面用很多比喻来描写人跟人的关系。
So in the Bible, it uses many parables to describe the relationship between God and man.
比方说圣经说神是父亲，我们是儿女。
So for example, the Bible tells us that God is the Father and we are the children.
而且他对我们的爱超过我们地上父母对我们的爱。
And the love that God has for us surpasses the love that our parents have for us.
那因为有这样的关系，所以神会一生看顾我们。
And because we have this relationship, God will take care of us our entire lives.
所以祷告文第一句话，我们在天上的父。
So in the Lord's Prayer, the first line is our Father who is in heaven.
我们为什么可以向神祷告？
Why are we able to pray to God?
因为他是我们的父亲。
It's because he is our father.
那第二个关系。
The second relationship.
就是主人跟仆人的关系。
Is a master and servant relationship.
所以以赛亚书说我们是泥，神是窑匠。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that we are the clay and God is the potter.
哦，所以我们是被他所造的。
And we are creations.
所以他是我们的主，我们是他的仆人。
So God is our master, and we are His servants.
哦，这是第二种描写。
This is a second description.
然后在何西阿书里面啊，用夫妻的关系来描写人跟神的关系。
And in the book of Hosea, it uses a relationship between a couple or spouses to describe the relationship we have with God.
那这个夫妻的关系从什么时候开始？
So when does this relationship between husband and wife begin?
从受洗的时候开始。
It begins from baptism.
所以受洗，圣经叫做许配给基督。
So being baptized, it is representative of us being betrothed to the Lord Jesus.
那这个婚宴要什么时候开始？
And when does this wedding feast begin?
启示录里面讲，主耶稣再来就是婚宴的开始。
The book of Revelation tells us that the second coming of Jesus is the beginning of the wedding feast.
那如果我们跟神是夫妻的关系？
So if we have a husband and wife relationship with God,
神对我们的爱是完全的，是绝对的。
Then the love that God has for us is perfect and it's true.
那我们对神的爱就要不断的去学习啊。
And we need to continually learn from the love of God.
是我们真正能够享受跟神这种爱的关系。
So that we can truly enjoy the relationship that we have with God.
那在何西阿书第一章里面。
And in the first chapter of Hosea.
我们看神叫他的先，叫他的先知做一件人很难做的事情。
God told his prophet to do something that is very difficult for humans to do.
我们看何西阿书第一章。
Let us turn to Hosea chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2. When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
这里说你要去娶淫妇为妻。
So here it says, take yourself a wife of harlotry.
然后收从淫乱所生的儿女。
And have children of harlotry.
先知代表神啊。
So the prophet represents God.
那神为什么要叫他的先知去娶淫妇？
So why would God request his prophet to take a wife of harlotry?
如果我们看第二节下半。
If we look at the second part of verse 2,
因为这地大行淫乱，离弃神。
For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
好，那如果我们进到第三章。
And if we enter into chapter 3,
何西阿书的第三章。
Hosea chapter 3,
第一节。
Verse 1.
请。
Then the Lord said to me, Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans.
这里啊，神叫何西阿说，你再去爱一个淫妇。
So here God tells Hosea to go again and love a woman who is loved by a lover and committing adultery.
那下面说，是他情人所爱的。
And it continues to say, just like the love, who is loved by a lover.
那如果我们看英文翻译啊，他把它翻作是他丈夫所爱的。
So, in the English translation, it mentions that she is loved by another lover.
所以这个淫妇是她丈夫所爱的，但是她去犯奸淫。
So this woman is loved by the husband, but she goes and commits adultery.
所以神说你要再把她娶回来。
So God calls Hosea go get her again.
如果我们以这个世界上的婚姻来说。
And if we look at this from a typical marriage perspective.
这个很多的夫妻一旦配偶犯奸淫大概就断掉了。
For the majority of cases, when one party commits adultery, then the relationship usually just ends there.
这个关系就结束了。
And the relationship ends.
但是耶利米书里面神叫耶利米传警告23年。
But in the book of Jeremiah, God called Jeremiah to spread a warning for 23 years.
那个警告是什么？
What was this warning?
你们要离开恶道恶行。
You must depart from your evil ways.
那恶道恶行是什么？
So what are these evil deeds and ways?
就是去拜偶像。
They were the actions of worshiping idols.
因为我们跟神好像夫妻吧。
Because we are like a husband and wife to God.
那偶像就是用有形的来取代真神。
And these idols are physically replacing the position of God.
所以偶像就是婚姻里面的第三者。
So these idols are the third party in this marital relationship.
那这一定会影响婚姻的关系。
And this will definitely affect the relationship of this marriage.
那以色列百姓拜偶像23年哦，神提醒他，如果现在婚姻，这个婚姻怎么有可能继续呢？
So for these 23 years, God was constantly reminding the people of Israel that if there was a third party in this relationship, how could it continue onward?
如果你的配偶天天去犯奸淫23年，这怎么有可能继续呢？
If your spouse continues to commit adultery for 23 years, how can this original relationship continue?
但是以色列百姓去拜偶像，拜了好久，神还是继续爱他们。
But these Israelites people, although they had went away to worship other idols for so long, God was still willing to take them in.
所以神在当这个新，在这个丈夫哦，这个爱远远超过我们地上丈夫的爱。
So this love that God has for us as a husband, far surpasses any love that a husband on this earth can give us.
所以我们看第三节下半，第三章第一节下半句。
So if we look at chapter 3, verse 1, the second part.
说虽然偏向别神喜爱葡萄饼，神还是爱他们。
Here it says that just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans.
所以前面是讲以何西阿先知要去淫妇，后面就解释这个就是神对以色列百姓的爱。
So the action of Hosea going and taking in a woman who has committed adultery is here compared to just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel.
好，那我们现在再看进入第二节。
And so now we will enter into verse 2.
何西阿书第三章第二节。
Hosea chapter 3 verse 2.
好。
So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and 1.5 homers of barley.
这个地方讲哦，何西阿先知花了银钱15舍客的大麦伊赫梅尔把它买回来。
So here it says that Hosea bought her for himself for 15 shekels of silver and 1.5 homers of barley.
本来就是他太太为什么要买回来不知道，但是他真的爱他太太，他愿意付价钱把它赎回来。
So, why he had to pay this price, we are unsure of, but we can see that Hosea was willing to pay this price to bring his wife back.
那这个15舍客勒到底多少呢？
So, how much exactly are these 15 shekels of silver?
在圣经里面有记载。
In the Bible, it records.
找找看。出埃及记21章。
In Exodus chapter 21.
出埃及记的21章。
Exodus chapter 21.
32节。
Verse 32.
出埃及记21章32节。
Exodus chapter 21 verse 32.
请。
If the ox gores a male or female servant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned.
这个地方讲。将三十舍银子三十舍客勒归给他的主人所以这个就是代表一个奴仆或者仆婢的价值。
So here it says, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver. So this represents the price of a male or female servant.
那现在何西阿先知要出15舍客勒把他的太太赎回来。
And so back here, Hosea has to pay 15 shekels of silver to buy his wife back.
可见一个、啊、犯奸淫的太太、啊、在神看起来、啊啊、她的价值比奴仆或仆婢差不多一半的价值，是非常卑贱，没有价值。
And so,、from the perspective of God, this woman who has committed adultery is、worth, for example, 15 shekels of silver, and、we can see that this is half of the value of a、servant.、
哦、但是虽然她犯奸淫、哦、她先生还是愿意用钱把她赎回来。
But even though this wife has committed adultery and is of this low status,、哦God is still willing to bring her back.、
哦、那我们在读这个第三章、啊、不只是读第三者好像一个故事跟我没有关系。
And when we read this chapter 3, we should not treat it as、this、story that is unrelated to us.
那个淫妇是谁？
Who is this woman who has committed adultery?
那个淫妇就是我们每一个人、啊、
This adulterous woman is every one of us.、
哦、我们还没有信神之前，我们不是都在拜偶像吗？
Before we came to believe in God, weren't we all worshipping idols?、
哦、有的人是拜有形的偶像。
Some people worshipped、physical idols.
有的人是拜无形的偶像。
Some people worshipped、invisible idols.
也就在生活当中有一个比神还重要取代的神。
And this represents things in our lives that are more important than God.、
哦、但是神很爱我们。
But yet God loves us.
现在神要用重价把我们从魔鬼哦、把它买出来。
God has bought us with a great price to bring us out from under the control of Satan.、
哦、我们先来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.、
哦、哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.、
哦、19节跟20节。
Verse
19
and
20.、哦
19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
这个二十节啊，你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身上荣耀神。
In verse 20, it says, For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit.
那这个重价是什么？
What is this price?、
啊、如果我们读《使徒行传》二十章
，If we read Acts chapter 20，、
啊、我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20。
二十章的二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28。
请读。
28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.、
啊、教会是什么?
What is the church?、
哦、教会不是会堂。
The church is not the chapel.、
哦、这个会堂是一个建筑物。
The chapel is a piece of、哦 is a building.、
啊、教会是一群人。
The church comprises of the people.、
哦、这里地方讲、哦、这个人、啊是主耶稣用自己宝血买来的。
And this group of people are purchased with God's own blood.、
哦哦、所以我们什么时候被主耶稣买来
？So when were we purchased by Jesus?
洗礼的时候。
It is when we are baptized.、
哦、那宝血是什么
？And what is this precious blood?
宝血就是生命。
This blood represents life.、
哦、所以。主耶稣看起来我们有多宝贵呢
？So in the eyes of Jesus, how precious are we?
宝贵，他愿意牺牲他的生命，流出他的宝血，把我们从罪里面买出来。
We are so precious that Jesus was willing to sacrifice his own life and to shed his own blood and to save us、in our lives.、
哦、所以、圣经里面在讲婚姻、哦、他说这个是、神跟人的关系。的一个代表。
And so in the Bible,、this image of marriage is、哦、one of the ways God represents our relationship with God.、
啊、主耶稣就是新郎。
Jesus is the bridegroom.、
啊、教会就是新妇。
And the church is the new bride.
主耶稣爱教会爱到用宝血把他们从罪里面买出来。
The Lord Jesus has loved us so much that he used his own blood to purchase us.、
啊、所以如果我们回到何西阿书来看
So if we return to the book of Hosea,、
啊、这个何西阿先知用不到奴仆一半的价钱来买他太太。
Hosea used、half of the value of a servant to purchase、啊、his wife back.
但是主耶稣是用他的生命、啊、把我们从 魔鬼的手下买出来。
Yet Jesus used his own life to purchase us out of the power of Satan.
那我们就这样就知道说主耶稣爱我们有多大。
And so from seeing this, we know exactly how much love God has for us.
虽然圣经里面讲夫妻是一体哦。
Even though the Bible tells us that husband and wife are one flesh.
但是你爱你的配偶，愿意为你配偶死的大概不多了。
People who are willing to die for their spouses, there aren't many.
但是主耶稣为着心腹流出他的宝血。
But yet Jesus, for the sake of this new bride, shed his own blood.
所以我们回到俄家书的第三章。
So if we turn to Hosea chapter 3.
这个第二节就是讲先知付的价钱把它买回来归这个先知。
So the prophet bought her for himself for 15 shekels of silver.
然后到了第三节。
And in verse 3.
现在这个先知对他这个淫妇的太太有一个要求。
Now the prophet has a request for his adulterous wife.
就是神对我们有一个要求。
And this represents the request that God has for us.
那要求什么？
So what does God request for us?
我们看何家书第三章。
Let us look at Hosea chapter 3,
第三节
verse 3. And I said to her, you shall stay with me many days, you shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man, so too will I be toward you.
这个第三节讲你要为我独居多日。
Here it says that you shall stay with me many days.
然后这个多日不可行淫，不可归别人为妻，只有我跟你。
So, throughout these many days, you shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So, it will just be you and I together.
所以这个何西亚先知对这个太太讲从今天开始，除了你跟我之外不可以有第三者，这个都要把它拿掉。
So Hosea was telling his wife that from this point on, you and I will have this. A personal relationship that no one else can be a part of.
因为这样关系才能够亲密，关系才能够重新建立起来。
Because only in this way can this relationship be rebuilt.
有时候我们在读这个圣经说，这跟我有什么关系？我根本就没有犯奸淫。
Sometimes we may read this and feel like, what does this have to do with me? We haven't committed adultery.
那我们现在看圣经怎么记载。
But let us look at what the Bible records.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let us turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
James chapter 4 verse 4. James chapter 4 verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
第五节。
Verse 5, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
这个第五节讲神所是住在我们的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
Here it says that the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
也就是说我们说得到这个圣灵住在我们里面这个神的灵爱我们爱到如果我们去爱第三者神都会嫉妒的。
So, this is to say that the spirit that God has given to dwell within us, if we have a relationship with another party, then God will be jealous.
所以婚姻里面的爱是有嫉妒的。
So this marital love has this feeling of jealousy.
所以圣经才说神是嫉邪的神。
And that is why God says that he is a jealous God.
所以圣经里面嫉妒有两种。
In the Bible, there are two types of jealousy.
一种是肉体的情欲，那个要拿掉。
One is the lust of the flesh, and this can be removed.
那另外一种是正常的，这是婚姻里面有嫉妒。
And the next type of jealousy is a normal one, which is the jealousy within a marital relationship.
那如果我们回到雅各书的第四章。
And so if we turn back to James chapter 4.
我们刚刚读第四节。
And we've just read verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人这个淫乱不是指着肉体 淫乱。
So here it says adulterers and adulteresses. So this does not represent physical adultery.
那不然这是什么？
But if not, what does it represent?
如果我们第四节再读下去哦。
If you continue reading verse 4.
与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
哦，所以这个叫做淫乱，与世俗为友。
So this is called adultery, which is to be friends with the world.
哦，所以我们今天做基督徒最困难是什么？
So as Christians, what is the most difficult thing we will face?
不是安息日来聚会。
It's not coming to worship on Sabbath.
也不是献十一捐。
And it's not giving a tenth of your income for tithes.
今天做基督徒是最困难，就是我们住在这个世界，但是不要被世界同化。
The hardest part of being a Christian is that we are living in this world, but we cannot be conformed to this world.
哦，就是要跟世界有分别了，有分别就是不一样。
So that means that we need to set ourselves apart from the world, and this means that we will be different.
那什么叫做跟世界做朋友？
So what does it mean to be friends with the world?
也就是说，我虽然信耶稣，我跟世界上人是一样的。
And this represents how even though we worship Jesus, our lives are still exactly the same as everyone else.
我看不出来你信耶稣跟不信有什么不同。
I can't tell at all how different you are from people who do not believe in God.
那个叫做与世俗为友。
This is called being friends with the world.
但是这很难。
But this is very difficult. And why is that?
因为活在这个世界。
It's because when you live in this world,
你怎么要跟这个世界不同？
How can you be different from this world?
那个不同叫做成圣。
And this difference that we have is called being holy.
所以主耶稣才讲哦，你们不要离开世界。
And so that is why the Lord Jesus tells us not to leave this world.
你们要住在世界，但是你们不属世界。
You need to live in this world, but you will not be of this world.
然后真理要叫你们成圣。
And the truth will make you holy.
所以有一阵子啊，一个新受洗的弟兄啊，他常常打电话给我。
So in the past, there was a believer who just got baptized, and he called me.
他问我同一个问题。
He asked me the same question.
我到底正常不正常？
Am I normal or am I not?
那为什么会问这个问题？
So why would he ask this question?
因为他受洗以后，他读圣经，他发现我要照圣经来做。
Because after he was baptized, he realized that he had to follow what the Bible said.
那我如果照圣经来做，我跟我的朋友都不一样了。
But if I follow what the Bible says, then I'm super different from my friends.
我只有一个人跟大家不一样。
It's only me who's really different from other people.
那我到底正常不正常？
So am I normal or am I not normal?
我跟他讲哦，从世界来讲你不正常，从圣经来讲你很正常。
So I told him that from the world's perspective you are not normal, but from the biblical perspective you are normal.
所以与世界为友，在属灵上就是你们这些淫乱的人。
So being friends with the world is equivalent to being adulterers and adulteresses.
那这个与世界为友太抽象了，那再具体讲是什么？
So being friends with the world is still a bit too abstract. If we talk concretely, what does this mean?
我们看约翰一书。
If we turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这里讲哦，不要爱世界跟世界上的事。
Here it says, do not love the world or the things in the world.
那你如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在它里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以世界的本质跟神的本质是不一样的。
So what makes up the world is different from what makes up God.
那世界的王就是魔鬼啊。
The king of the world is Satan.
那我们心里面的王是主耶稣。
And the king of our hearts is the Lord Jesus.
所以你如果爱世界，你就没有办法爱神。
So if you love the world, then you cannot love God.
你如果爱神，你就不能爱世界。
And if you love God, then you cannot love the world.
那如果再具体讲，那什么意思？
So if we concretely talk about this, what does it mean?
我们看下面一节。
Let us continue reading.
15节。
Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So next, this continues to talk about these three things.
肉体的情欲,
the lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life.
情欲是什么?
What is lust?
罪的欲望。
These are sinful desires.
所以如果我们所做的跟罪的欲望去满足罪的欲望我们就是爱世界。
So if our actions are fulfilling our sinful desires, then this means that we are loving the world.
一个最简单来讲。
And if we simply speak,
我们以前人都天天就看电视。
In the past, we might have watched television every day.
有时候晚上出去散步。
And at night, we go out and take a walk.
差不多家家户户的人都在看电视。
You can take a walk and take a look at all the houses, and they're, the majority of them will be watching TV.
我看世界我就爱世界，看电视我就爱世界吗？
So if I watch TV, does this mean I love the world?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
这个是电视也有很多好的节目。
On TV, there are a lot of good programs to watch.
但是如果我们看电视就是要看那个有色情的有暴力的。
But if when we watch TV, we are watching programs with violence and sexual content.
或者说它里面的主题是跟圣经不一样的。
Or the main themes of these films are different from what the Bible tells us.
虽然我们在想我就没有我只是看一看笑一笑而已。
Even though we may think that we're just watching this to watch it a bit and to laugh a bit.
但是如果我们的娱乐是那个我们就是爱世界。
If our happiness or entertainment comes from this, then we are loving the world.
那我们就没有办法爱神。
And we will not be able to love God.
因为那个本身跟神的本性不一样。
Because that in itself is different from the character of God.
或者说这个流行歌曲。
Or we can talk about the popular songs.
有时候我们觉得唱一唱流行歌曲啊，这个很潇洒啊，不错啊。
Sometimes we may think that if we sing along to these popular music, it's quite enjoyable.
但是你看那个流行歌曲的歌词。
But if you take a closer look at the lyrics of these popular music,
很多跟圣经是不一样。
We realize that there's a lot of it that is different from the Bible.
那如果一个人被圣灵充满，他怎么有办法去欣赏那一些歌曲呢？
So if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, how will they be able to admire or enjoy these lyrics?
所以每个人都想要活着快乐，但是如果那个快乐的来源是满足罪性，那个就是爱世界。
So everyone seeks to find happiness, but if this happiness ends up fulfilling our sinful desires, then this is called loving the world.
那下面就是今生的骄傲。
And so next, it talks about the pride of life.
什么叫今生的骄傲?
What is the pride of life?
就是要满足虚荣心。
It is to fulfill the need for pride in us.
那这个就是爱世界。
And this is what it means to love the world.
所以你看世界上有多少人他在做事情就是为着虚荣心。
So we can see how many people in this world who are doing things just to be able to fulfill their prideful desires.
不要爱世界。
And so we should, they wanted to fulfill their own vanity, and so we should not love the world.
所以我们回到这个何西阿书第三章。
And so let's turn back to Hosea chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你要多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可为别人为妻，我向你也是这样。
And I said to her, you shall stay with me many days, you shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man.
我们现在信仰最大的挑战是什么？
So here for us now, what is the greatest challenge we have in our faith?
手机。
It is our handphones.
我们在这个开学生联恩会。
When we are having our student spiritual convocations.
从八零年代一直到现在。
From the 80s until now.
差不多四十多年。
For about 40 some years.
我们发现现在要开联恩会很难对神有很 深入的体验。
We realize that during these spiritual convocation events, it's getting more and more difficult to have a true experience of God.
为什么？
And why is that?
关键就是手机。
The main part of this is related to phones.
手机里面有很多很有趣的事情。
On your phone, there are many interesting things.
那在开学生联会，这个小孩子通过手机又回到世界去了。
So even while the students are at spiritual convocations, through their phones, they're able to go back into the world.
所以这个手机的重要性已经超过神了。
So the importance of their phones has already surpassed the importance of God.
那超过神就变成偶像了。
And once it surpasses God, it becomes an idol.
那超过神，这就是人跟神之间的障碍。
And becoming this thing surpassing God becomes an obstacle between humans and God.
所以如果我们能够控制手机。
So if we are able to control our use of our phones,
它可以给我们很多的好处。
Then it can bring us many benefits.
如果手机控制我们。
But if our phones control us,
它会影响我们的灵性。
Then it will affect our spirituality.
所以现在的人除了睡觉之外无时无刻就是在看手机。
So for many people now, besides the time they set aside for sleeping, they're very often on their phones.
所以旧约圣经里面讲
So the Old Testament tells us.
说油跟新酒夺去人的心啊。
That the oil and the wine have taken away people's hearts.
但是现在这个世代什么夺去人的心？手机。
But in this time period, what is taking away people's hearts? It is our
phones. 人没有办法专心来拜神。
It causes people to be unable to focus in pursuing God.
这个就是我们跟神关系的第三者。
And this represents the third party in our relationship with God.
其实手机给我们很多的资讯。
So our phones give us a lot of information.
那你想想看从早上一直看到睡觉，到底有多少知识能够增加我们的智慧？
And if we think about all of this information that we take in from the morning up until we sleep, how much of this actually increases our knowledge?
很少。
There's actually not much.
真正的智慧从圣经来。
The true wisdom comes from the Bible.
所以如果我们要提升我们的灵性。
So if we want to elevate our faith,
使我们跟神的关系更亲密。
So that our relationship with God is even closer.
每一天一定要有一段安静的时间。
Every day we must have a period of quiet time.
把手机关起来。
Where you have your phone that's turned off.
现在我要听神讲话。
Now I want to listen to God speaking,
就是念圣经。
Which is reading the Bible.
现在我要跟神讲话。
Now I want to talk to God.
就是跪下来祷告。
And that is kneeling down to pray.
有一个很单独在一起的时间，灵性就会进步。
When you have this time set apart that is just only between you and God, then your faith will improve.
所以主耶稣在遍茂山上。
So when the Lord Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
容貌焕光。
His face was shining.
彼得说我们在这里真好。
Peter said it is good for us to be here.
那个遍茂山在哪里？
Where is this Mount of Transfiguration?
那个遍茂山就是教会。
It is the church.
教会就是神的殿。
And the church is the temple of God.
教会有神的宝座。
The church has the throne of God.
神就在我们当中。
And God is among us.
所以如果我们愿意爬到山上。
So if we are willing to climb up on this mountain.
爬到山上就离开世界越来越远。
Once you climb this mountain, you will be further and further away from the world.
我们就离开神越来越近。
And we draw closer and closer to God.
我们就会觉得在这里真好。
Then we will feel like it's so good to be here.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为神充满在我们里面。
It is because God has filled within us.
非常平安，非常喜乐。
We are very at peace and very joyful.
但是有时候我们就是来到遍茂山，就是停在山下。
But a lot of the times we come to the Mount of Transfiguration, but we just stop at the bottom of the mountain.
你有没有去教会？有。
Do you go to church? Yes, you do.
那你有没有体验从神体验什么？没有。
But do you experience anything from God? You don't.
怎么有可能来到教会对神没有体验？
How is it possible that you come to church but you don't experience God?
因为我们的心没有往上爬。
It's because our hearts have not climbed upwards.
如果我们往上爬。
But if we climb upwards.
我们就发现亲近神啊，真的是对我们有益处。
We will realize that drawing close to God is truly beneficial to us.
好，我们再回来看第三章。
So let us turn back to Hosea chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim.
这个地方讲啊，以色列人必独居，无君王，无首领，无祭司，无柱像，无以弗德。这个到底在讲什么？
So here it says the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince or sacrifice or sacred pillar or ephod or teraphim. So what do these represent?
就是被掳到巴比伦去。
So this is talking about the exile to Babylon.
就没有圣殿了，所以就没有拜神了。
There was no temple, so they could not worship God.
那也没有偶像。
And there were no idols either.
但是这一段期间以后，
But after this period of time,
就进到第五节。
They enter into verse 5. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall serve the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
所以到最后，以色列百姓要再回来。
So in the end, the children of Israel shall return to God.
然后神要再继续接纳他们。
And God will once again accept them continually.
所以人如果愿意回归向神。
So if us as people are willing to return to God,
神就愿意接纳我们。
Then God will be willing to accept us.
那神接纳的结果是什么？
So what is the result of God's acceptance?
我们看这个第五节后面。
If we look at the last part of verse 5,
以敬畏的心归向神，领受他的恩惠。
They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
所以我们就可以从神领受很多的恩典。
And we can receive many blessings from God.
所以我们已经被神赎回。
So we are already bought again by God.
现在我们要归回向神。
So now we need to return to God.
在神跟我们中间没有第三者。
And between God and us, there cannot be a third party.
那这样我们就会蒙恩典。
And in this way, we will be blessed.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
385.
385.